Robert Lightwood wasn't much of a teacher. He gave them a neatly sanitized account of the early days of the Circle, laying out Valentine's revolutionary principles as if they were a list of ingredients for baking a particularly bland cake. Simon, fruitlessly devoting most of his energy to telepathic communication with Isabel, was barely listening. He found himself cursing the fact that Shadowhunters were so haughty about the whole "we don't do magic" thing. If he were a warlock, he'd probably be able to command Isabel's attention with the flick of a finger. Or if he were still a vampire, he could have used his vampy powers to enthrall her. But that was something Simon preferred not to think about, because it raised some unsettling questions about how he'd managed to enthrall her in the first place. What he did hear of Robert's tale didn't much interest him. Simon had never liked history much, at least as it was relayed to him in school. It sounded too much like a brochure, everything neatly laid out and painfully obvious in retrospect. Every war had its bullet-pointed causes. Every megalomaniac dictator was so cartoonishly evil, you wondered how stupid the people of the past had to be not to notice. Simon didn't remember much of his own history-making experiences, but he remembered enough to know it wasn't so clear when it was happening. History, the way teachers liked it, was a racetrack, a straight shot from start to finish line. Life itself was more of a maze. Maybe the telepathy worked after all. Because when the speech ended and the students were given permission to disperse, Isabel hopped off the stage and strolled right up to Simon. She gave him a sharp nod, hello. "Isabel, maybe we could..." She flashed him a brilliant smile that, for just a moment, made him think all his worrying had been for nothing. Then she said, "Aren't you going to introduce me to your friends? Especially the handsome ones?" Simon turned to see half the class crowding in behind him, eager for a brush with the famous Isabel Lightwood. At the front of the pack were George and John, the latter practically drooling. John elbowed past Simon and thrust out a hand. "John Cartwright, at your service," he said in a voice that oozed charm like a blister oozed pus. Isabel took his hand, and instead of jujitsuing him to the ground with a humiliating thump, or slicing his hand off at the wrist with her electrum whip, she let him turn her hand over and bring it to his lips. Then she curtsied. She winked. Worst of all, she giggled. Simon thought he might puke. Unendurable minutes of torment passed, George blushing and making goofy attempts at jokes, Julie struck speechless, Marsall pretending to be above it all, Beatrice engaging in wan but polite small talk about mutual acquaintances, Sunil bouncing in the back of the crowd trying to make himself seen, and through it all, John smirking and Isabel beaming and batting her eyes in a display that could only be meant to make Simon's stomach churn. At least he desperately hoped it was meant for that. Because the other option, the possibility that Isabel was smiling at John simply because she wanted to, and that she accepted his invitation to squeeze his rock-hard biceps because she wanted to feel his muscles contract.